Last Thursday's decision by UK voters to leave the European Union sent the world's financial markets into something of a tailspin. The British pound plummeted to its lowest level in more than three decades, and the Dow Jones tumbled more than 600 points. We're joined now by NPR's Jim Zaroli, who's been following the impact of Brexit. Welcome, Jim.
Hi, Linda.
So what can we expect this week?
Well, I'm sure a lot of people on Wall Street want to know the answer to that, too. There are just too many uncertainties. I mean, look at some of the questions that we're facing. We don't know what's going to happen to foreign companies that do business in the UK. We don't know what's going to happen to British exports. Nearly half of British exports go to the EU. We don't know anything about immigration. What about banks? Are they going to stay in Britain and muddle through? Are they going to relocate to places like Dublin or Brussels? So there's a lot we don't know, and my guess is that's going to be reflected in the markets this week.
Last week, we saw the pound fall sharply against other major currencies, especially including the dollar. Mm. Is that a silver lining for Americans?
Well, that is what Donald Trump says, right? He says this could boost tourism in Britain, which will not coincidentally help his golf course in Scotland. And he is right about that. It should be cheaper for people to go to Britain as a tourist, at least for a while. But there are so many other things to consider. I mean, if you're an American company, you know, Starbucks or McDonald's, and the pound falls, as it did on Friday, then your revenue is going to be hurt because the money you earn in Britain is worthless. And then much more important than that, what if you make products in Britain and you sell them in Europe? Well, presumably you won't be able to do that as easily now as you used to, or at least you'll need to, you'll need to pay a tariff maybe. So over the next few months and really the next few years, you're going to have to decide, do you want to stop doing business in the UK, or at least gradually are you going to shift some of your operations into the EU?
What do you think is going to be the timetable here for Brexit?
Well, Britain has to invoke what's called Article 50 of the EU treaty, which says they want to leave. It begins the process. Then they have 2 years to leave. A lot of people, including, government officials in the Netherlands and France, are saying, don't drag this out. All this uncertainty isn't good for the EU. If you're going to go, go. But of course, they can't force the UK to leave. And a lot of people like Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, are saying, don't go so fast. It's almost like they're hoping there's some way to rescue this.
NPR's Jim Zaroli reporting from New York. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.